It is a wet and messy morning in San Antonio throughout Central and South Texas, and even worse in the Texas Hill Country. So lots of caution going to be needed today, regardless of where you're going, if you have to go there. Some officials have already said if you don't have to go out, then don't go out, particularly in the Texas Hill Country. So basically, let me give you the rundown. We've had heavy rain off and on all night. Now, it's going to start to let off a little bit here during the day, but it's going to come back in the overnight hours later tonight. The roads are wet, and the road temperatures are falling. So with wetness on the roads, particularly the overpasses and the bridges, and the temperatures on those roads beginning to fall, we're seeing some road temperatures down in the 20s. Well, you can imagine what that's going to mean a little bit later on this morning when the air temperature continues to hover right around freezing, which it has been doing all day yesterday and today and overnight last night and into this morning. So what we're facing here is cooler ground. Certainly the bridges and the overpasses are cold at this point. And with the amount of rain that has fallen, it's a big deal. Jimmy and Elaine and Don all have come in this morning from various places around town. And have said the pooling, the ponding, that's the big issue right now is all the puddles on the road. I know where I came in on I-35, there are some patchy ice patches already forming on I-35. You already have some power outages, primarily going to be north of 1604, but we've got active 66 outages right now. 27,583 customers are affected by those power outages right now. And then you got North San Antonio, Vance Jackson, and Chabineau Park, who are having some power outages right now as well. And Elaine will keep me updated throughout the morning so I can pass that information along to you. We also have school and flight cancellations. And as I always recommend, just go to your school's website. A lot of them have apps. A lot of them send notifications out to an app or even to your cell phone if your child is a student there. Whether or not that school has been canceled, most of them have been, but it's still good policy to check. And then the same is true with flight. We've had a number of flight cancellations, almost 2,000 yesterday, and so far today, I'm talking nationwide, and so far today, about 1,000 flight cancellations have already happened. So definitely want to check with your carrier to see if you're going to be flying today, or certainly be watching for any delays that might be an issue as well. Because with the cancellations that are out there, there will be delays in the flight system today. So you want to be on top of that as well. That's basically the story. As it goes along today, if you're wondering what's going to be happening, the freezing rain and the drizzle will happen primarily this morning. And I think it's going to start to slack off a little bit today, but then come back tonight. But that means, what that means is, it's going to be wet enough out there if the temperature stays where it is now and the road temperatures continue to stay where they are now. You more than likely, you're going to see some ice, but really, particularly in the hill country, that's the zone of concern right now is going to be up in the hill country. There's a lot of spots up there that have ice. There's a real ice storm that's many hours away from us up in the northwest part of the state. There's a big ice storm that's happening up there. So, you know, if you're going on I-10, that could be an issue if you're heading toward New Mexico on I-10. But tonight it's going to be cloudy and chilly, occasional rain, a thunderstorm again at about 33 or so, and then it stays cold tomorrow, but, you know, probably around 47, mid-40s or so tomorrow, and a passing shower and cloudy in the morning, sun and clouds in the afternoon. So we'll start to get a little relief tomorrow afternoon when we'll start to see some of the sun come out, but the area of concern is going to be north of 1604 this morning for people in the Texas Hill Country for patchy ice. Could be, you know, layers of ice. There's a lot of water out there, so you want to be careful. And, of course, the pooling and the ponding, the hydroplaning that can happen if you're out driving around. Now, we're having some reports of highway closures as well. TxDOT has an awesome app for that. We're going to pass some of that information along to you as well, particularly if it starts to affect folks in San Antonio inside of 1604, on 1604, then we'll pass that info along to you as well. We are monitoring all of the resources, the first responders, to pass that info along to you all morning this morning. So we'll keep you updated as the morning rolls along. In about an hour, Danny Diaz, who is the president of the San Antonio Police Officers Association, is scheduled to join me here on KTSA. We're going to be talking about Act 4 SA, which really ought to be Act Up SA. But what they're doing is they're trying to instill somebody who has absolutely no experience in police work, in law enforcement, to oversee law enforcement in San Antonio. Yeah. Now, that's a job for the chief of police. And the chief of police is answerable to the, you know, the city people as well. You got a city manager who is his direct boss. And then the city manager is accountable to the city council. That's the way this is supposed to work. But, you know, the numbnuts who are crazy in San Antonio, they call it the city justice director. Boy, you know the commies love that. San Antonio, you lost. You lost cause, man. And I tell you, with 87% of people not voting in San Antonio, that's what you get. You get fools and numbnuts running your city government, and this is what you get. A city justice director. Gotta make sure that on the streets of San Antonio there's justice. So they want to appoint a justice director to oversee city policing, but they will not. In fact, they are explicitly prohibited from having any law enforcement experience. An individual to be in charge of policing without any law enforcement experience. Imagine that, if you will. And then they'll be talking about a cite and release policy, which is already in place. Misdemeanors. But now they're going to be talking about expanding the cite and release policy. Expanding it. To encourage vandalism, obviously, to encourage shoplifting, what we see in other cities where people just come in and they do these smash and grab things, taking discretionary measures away from the police officers. It essentially will decriminalize shoplifting, theft, and property damage in San Antonio. So those of you who have property, who have cars that are parked in front of your house, who have houses and you're concerned about vandalism, if you have businesses and you're concerned about vandalism and shoplifting, well, this will decriminalize that. So we'll get the total 411 on in an hour when Danny Diaz joins me. But let's go to line one. Robert wants to sound off. Robert, you're on KTSA. Good morning to you.
How you doing, sir?
Doing great. Thank you.
You knew my last name. I knew your dad very well. But what they need to try to do, if they're going to do this, they need to appoint a police commissioner. Like you have in the city of New York.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what bulb had come up with the idea that a non-experienced law enforcement officer needs to oversee the police department.
Well, they need some, you know, their ideas with a justice director. You know, we got in San Antonio, we got all these cops, you know, and they're beating on people every day. And you know they're just terrible human beings. Our police officers are, and you know that's not true, and I know that's not true. But the political numbnuts in San Antonio, who are a bunch of damn commies, they're the ones who want to appoint this guy or girl to oversee our police, and our police will then be held accountable by a justice director.
I live in a county just south of San Antonio. I'm not gonna give the name out because I'm known there. They set up some task force. I've had Hidalgo County. I've had DeWitt County. I have had Wovaca County pass by my house. And there's a newspaper article that came out in our local newspaper. We're stopping people for the minor of offenses, but we're not going to write tickets. Well, what the hell are you stopping them for,
right,
then?
Right.
Only thing you want to do is be nosy.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you very much, Robert. I got to jump and run. I'm out of time, but thank you, Robert. I really appreciate that call. Thanks for the comments about my dad. 210-599-5555. Do you think the city of San Antonio needs a city justice director with no law enforcement experience to oversee the police department? And the latest on the weather coming up as well, Trey Ware, KTSA.
Here in South Texas, we're used to the long summers.